see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her teachings about the new spiritual chakras. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight's program is about transformation, multidimensional transformation, walking and adjusting to your new body. We are all transitioning from the narrowly focused and polarized awareness of the third dimension and now waking up into the higher vibrations and new abilities and gifts coming from the fifth dimension. Each of us has already experienced a five-dimensional experience. Think about your most memorable and uplifting experiences in the recent past, or ever since 2012, where everything went into interaction, everything was harmonious and loving, what you thought was what you manifested, and all felt blissful and happy. When you're in that kind of energy, when something magical happens, like meeting a person that has touched your life, getting the job promotion that you waited years for, or finding a way to help someone who's ill, having your healing energies deepen, all of this is fifth dimension energies. For some, the shift is sudden and permanent, but for many of us, the change is gradual, coming in at fleeting moments and waves. And this is ascension.
We are shifting into our energetic life patterns, and we choose to permanently anchor ourselves in the joy, bliss, and kindness that comes with the fifth dimension. As we go into the terrible 20s, at the end of 2019, it begins right through 2028, if not further, we need to remember this. We need to be ready. We need to use our pure energetic patterns. We need to shift. We need to trust. And we need to then choose to stay in joy, love, and kindness, no matter what happens around us. Guiding you through the opportunities the fifth dimension has to offer, I am revealing through these lessons on bbsradio.com how to develop your higher self connection to increase your sensitivity into the dimensional awareness and consciously choose the fifth dimension energies where love is the governing force. That's it. It's simple. We're moving away from me only to love is the guiding force. The fifth dimension relates to the third dimension as well as to the fourth dimension. The transitional dimension between the two explain how to read energy patterns that distinguish one dimension from the next. That's the next thing you're going to learn. You'll intuitively know who's in the third dimension, who's in the fourth dimension, who's in the fifth dimension. You'll see it, you'll feel it. You'll know when someone is in harmony with you and in joy, and you'll know when someone is resisting it, as well as know that someone is trying to use the energies but may not know how yet. That's where you come in. You come in as their teacher and guide until they can strengthen and establish themselves. Remember, we are all children of God. And as a child, when you see a child that's younger, when you see a child that can't quite grasp it yet, take the time to be with them, to love them, and guide them. Because when you do that, you enhance everything on the planet as well as yourself and that other being. But you also add to the strength of the fifth dimension energies while you are working on your own timeline. We need to begin to identify the differences between good and evil. Polarized third dimensional thinking and dynamic fifth dimensional thinking can be diametrically opposed. Turn the third dimensional viewpoints around and expand a perception if at all possible. We need to let go of hate, anger, greed, judgment, racism, and we need to embrace the fact that we're all children of God, we're all living on this planet, and we all need to love and support everything around us, no matter what color it is, no matter how it thinks, no matter what it does. We have to find a way to see their pain and lift that pain off of them so that they can come in and join the fifth dimension reality. It's called working through your karma. In fact, tonight our meditation is going to be working through your karma. And I have derived a wonderful exercise for you to just do that. It's a meditation that you can download after the show and use over and over again. It will also be available on my website. We have seen eye-opening stories and experiences from people and received wonderful and spiritual information from our spirit guides as to how to proceed. There are exercises to protect your energies, especially while you're sleeping, and provide sacred geometry meditations to activate your eighth chakra and open yourself to your higher frequencies. The eighth chakra is just above the crown chakra and is the first step to your ascension. On my website, new-visions.com, I have a meditation to open your eighth and ninth chakras. You might find that useful. Your personal transformation will have a profound impact on the people around you, in your circle, as well as the people beyond your circle, because it spreads. When somebody around you gets that energy, they pass it on to the next, and they pass it on to the next. It's wonderful, wonderful that we are in this fabulous new transformation of the planet. This has been given to us, and I want you to always remember that you chose to be born at this time. You are beginning to learn to walk in peace and tranquility with nature. You have not been reckless. No one is going to conquer nature. What you are seeing now around you and the world are the results of collective thoughts in the astral plane and beyond, coming down here, being actualized by individual entities and countries as a whole for the performance of the knowledge to be learned of what not to do. So we have a lot of karma that has piled up that's helping to cause this terrible weather, the upsetting heat, the terrible cold, all of the crazy things and upsetting and unbalancing energies are now being released by the universe and by our planet for us to work through so that we can bring forth and manifest the joys of living in the fifth dimension. Everyone is going through this process of realizing the higher self's landing as well as the necessary requirements for that purpose. Takeoffs are easy. Planes go up and are always going to come down somehow, somewhere. You are landing in a new phase now. Someone recently asked me if I ever wanted to be a pilot because my field was aviation. And I said, no, not really. I did sit in a cockpit. I did sit in as co-captain a couple of times on small aircraft. But I will tell you this. I was really afraid of the landing because I didn't want to come back down. And that's exactly how I feel about being in the fifth dimension or the fourth dimension. I don't want to come back to the third dimension. So I have to really work hard on grounding myself. And you may find that true for yourself too, because your higher self is trying to stabilize yourself so it can land comfortably. When a spirit enters a dog, they can enter at the tailbone and follow up the spine to the head. You have knowledge of that, but you don't perceive it yet. This is what you're going through now. Your tailbone or your root chakra is being accelerated consciously. There's a force coming into you to lay itself into the root chakra and begin to move up your spine. It's along with the Kundalini energies. It's attached to the Kundalini energies as it enters. It expands your DNA, and it's called the double helix energy. It moves up your spine, and it's a part of a natural force from Mother Earth coming into you to be recognized gently. When it reaches the solar plexus, you will realize through the interior pressures of your life that you came here to understand nature and God in the now. And you also came here to expand your consciousness, body, being, and soul into the reality of the fifth dimension and begin to work from that perspective, which is the perspective of love, peace, harmony, and laughter. The landing phase of your blessed higher self contains three levels. The higher one is up there and out of the body. The middle one, which contains your confusing self and understands what country you're in and what location and what consciousness, that's part of the third dimension reality. And your belief system, which is beyond that, is kind of in the middle. And the physical you. Now you're integrating these three levels, but you don't know it yet. We have the child, which is the inexperienced third dimensional reality. We have the adult, which now has gone into the fourth dimension, accessing the fourth level of the aura. And we have the fifth dimension, which is beyond all that and way out there somewhere, beyond the astral plane, into the universe itself. That's your blessed higher self, connected to the root of your active, vibrating, living soul. This integration causes all the action that's going on around you, all arguments in the religious community, and anger that's coming up with prejudice and judgment.
That's why the exposure of all the sexual activity is happening. The sexual activity has come to the level of what I call insanity. There's no privacy. People don't even know what afterglow is. We've lost our preciousness, our oneness, our being able to connect with somebody in a private, personal, deeply emotional manner. We've also lost the ability to connect with the person that we are loving and the person that we are sharing with and becoming one. That's sad. You need to understand yourself in the presence of space and time, and that's called the nowness of you. Remember, we're all in a new body now. We all have access to new energy through our root chakra, and now we need to experience the presence of space and time and the newness of you. We are present with all creatures around us. It is our responsibility through our human consciousness to become a God-becoming being, to calm the forces around us in a manner of peace and mercy so that beings can learn not to be intimidated. They can feel healthy and not be confused in the mind. When people are made wrong and are told that their natural impulses are wrong, they get confused in the mind. The only thing that's going to clean all this up is conscious understanding. When you finally get the ability to listen to yourself and to the beings around you, plants, animals, and others. You can learn the language of other countries, and now it is time to learn the language of different souls, such as your pets, such as animals, such as the trees and the flowers that are growing. It's a language of peace, tranquility, and understanding, because as you become wiser within, then you can feel that energy. Don't be nervous. You're going to start seeing and feeling distortions, and it's necessary for you to understand the meaning of peace of all beings. We send out thoughts of peace in this world and all other worlds. We need to begin to understand peace of all beings. That force will come to you right as you meditate. That inner force, peace to all beings, is in your left hand. Receive it. Let it come into the heart chakra. And it can come out the right hand, or you can send it up to the top of your head through the eighth chakra up towards the tenth chakra, because the tenth chakra is the new heart center of the etheric body or the blessed higher self. Bless your thankfulness for the self. Bless that you now have the remembrance that you are growing up spiritually. Bless that you're supposed to understand the preciousness of flesh, skin, tubes, arteries, veins, and bones, regardless of what's going through them, regardless of the color, regardless of the shape. The nature of the costume that you are wearing is convenient for the location that you were born within. Your body is an indication of your karma, of your soul family, of your soul group. And it's a combination of everyone that has lived in your area and around you from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. It is precious. It is your temple. Care for it and care for it well. What you have in your physical world now is a war consciousness, and it's building, and it's not pleasant, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. You're going to have to understand that prayer and words and each letter in a word has a form, has a focus. Prayers work. And it's best to establish a group where you all can pray together so that we can help lift this darkness. You're going to have to understand the colors. And I mean the colors, their differences, and their frequencies. And all the colors I began writing about in 1970s. And I have a chart on my website under the chakras if you want to learn some of the colors. Color differentiation and frequency is a tone of learning, and you probably are attracted to that tone and you want to learn more from the self and who you were before you improved yourself going through all these tonings. Black has no color at all,
It's not a color to be worn any longer, especially on the top part of you from your waist up. And all the other colors have a wonderful vibration that can help to enhance your growing into the fifth dimension, and you're vibrating at a higher, and you become higher in your vibration. You understand yourself and you feel thankfulness for the self, and you're overcoming what you call fears, judgment, and mercy. Be thankful that you can breathe, because in the breath is consciousness. It is nowhere else. It is all around you, but you have to breathe it to take it in. You have to be willing to understand consciousness, and you have to breathe in consciousness, the space between you and a wall, or the space between you and a tree. That consciousness is there. It's all over. It's what some people call the Holy Ghost. It's what some people call the light of spirit. But as you sit and meditate and you breathe in and you breathe out and you breathe in and you breathe out, you can feel your consciousness begin to rise. If you go out and sit under a tree and use the tree as the back of your spine and lean yourself against that, you'll be amazed at the strength and the consciousness that you can reveal that will envelop you, that will strengthen you as you lean against that tree. Process yourself. You can go into your thoughts and you can process yourself all the way to Antarctica and take a breath of the cold air if you wish. But be careful. You need to know the location you are leaving from. There's going to be a transition going on within your memory and within a lot of people's memories. You are already experiencing that fact when you can go from one room to the next to get something. But on the way, you're thinking of something else, so that when you get to the room, you forgot what you came into the room for. The point is to know that you're in a now moment, that you don't have to have what you need at present. You're present, and you can call for it. And in the calling for what you need, it resonates with these energies, and you will be drawn to it without confirmation. I just worked with a client in Mexico and told her to visualize in her hands that piece of paper that she needs, and that she would bring it to herself. This is how we do manifestation. At the end of your chakra meditation, go into the white light, visualize that which you want to come into your life, and know that it's there for you. It's there for you. And the more you do the exercise, the closer you will bring it. Some of us get into such pain and such sorrow, and we cry for help. We cry for someone to listen to us. We cry for someone to be near us and to care for us. And we don't know what to do. But every time you do that, even if you're at a lower vibration, you are bringing in to your reality someone who can love and care for you. And that person will appear. Whether it's a lover, whether it's a nurse, a doctor, or someone that's there to help. These are the steps that you're learning how to go through now. You're going to go into your silent self and try to learn. And that's why everyone is talking about. Everyone is talking about manifestation and how to do it, although they have missed some very important details about the divine and the energies that are coming in from the fifth dimension. However, your quiet self and the consciousness of space and time between you and the trees and nature are learning all about your auric field, and your auric field is strengthening because your consciousness is now becoming all light, and the different chakras now with different colors are uniting, and we are now able to unite the seven lower chakras with the five or six higher chakras to bring up our vibration energy. If we don't do that while this energy is getting stronger and stronger, we're not going to be able to survive the changes that are coming so rapidly and quickly. I happen to think that a decade is very short to have these changes come. We are joining hands together as light beings, walking in the fifth dimension, working with the double helix energy and the amber color of the new heart center. And we are walking together through this fear, destruction before reconstruction. at which time, when this is over, about 2038, we will have a new world. And it will be a new world of trust and caring. You are becoming aware of that. You are distinguishing knowledge, and you have all these forces available to you. Now you have to learn how to access them and use them. You are now in the instruction phase of yourself because you're about to land. You're about to land on the runway of the fifth dimension. You've been offered a new life in the state of grace that has lasted through January 1st, 2019. Now you're going to notice that there's always movement. You're going to notice that things are fast. Most people on the planet are setting up new intentions, new ideas, are changing their lives, and are ready to go forward. Although the timing isn't quite right yet, you will see the manifestation of your desires sometime between May and August of 2019. So you're going through the process now. And I'm letting you know that you have a condensation of consciousness that has to be untethered. That you need to know that there's an opportunity that'll come to you that will be different, gentle, and peaceful. And whatever this being is, or however this forms in your life, you're going to begin to realize your worth on the planet. Something is coming, animal, vegetable, or mineral, that will help you have opportunities that are different, gentle, and peaceful. So not only will you find yourself and understand, but also you will permit others to understand and help them as your consciousness expands. As you gain understanding, so do others. They realize you have changed somehow and that your path has become straighter. Eventually, they will want to follow you a little bit and they will know what the straight path is. They want to learn. You don't have to lecture them because you're going to feel the beings in the space between you and the trees and between you and the animals. You're going to start feeling the congratulations when they acknowledge you and you acknowledge them. It will be a gentle manner, very gentle. You have achieved something. You have gone beyond the limitations of the self that you were born with. That was your soul challenge. And now you're going to go forward in a gentle manner and walk peacefully. There are forces against you. Of course there are. You need to cut the cords and raise yourself up to a higher understanding. So I'm going to put out some caution flags. Because you may have to walk away from that which you have been attached to. And it can be difficult. It can be scary. And we all have those questions. How come? What about? But? All my Atlantic City words. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, if. When those thoughts come to you, remove them and say, I choose to walk in the higher vibration of love, peace, and harmony. When storms come in the sea, you have your wind flags to tell you the direction and the speed of the movement. But you're going to need to put your flags up and may not have those answers when you sense these incoming energies, when you are receiving the incoming dark energies, because we are in a battle for the next few years. And remember this, light always wins. You need to find balance because the greater realm, the greater you is great. You know how to sing, and you're seeing replications of that on your viewing screen through your eyes. You have this on your internet called Twitter, birds talking to one another. That's a comparison of this reality, and it's a real reality. Technology is trying to replicate nature, but it can't. We are going to allow ourselves to grow into this truth. In a way that won't be harmful, in a way that will be healing for ourselves as well as others. It's so exciting. It really is. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And I'll be back with you after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of February 4th through February 10th, 2019. This week brings us a new moon and the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Pig. It's time to throw out the old and bring in the new. February settles the energy down because it is the month between January's eclipses and the coming Mercury retrograde in March, as well as Uranus changing signs. Get caught up on all those projects that fell to the back burner when last year came to an end. The moon moves into social Aquarius early on Sunday, and at the same time in the dark balsamic phase before Monday's new moon. Also on Sunday afternoon, Venus enters Capricorn until March 1st. This is a good business combination where you can open up to inventive ideas and new locations, new friendships, and bring in those ideas into manifestation. The new moon on Monday, February 4th is at 16 degrees Aquarius. The energy brings a time to explore new groups, friends, and organizations, as well as to connect with those that you have not been with for a while. This is a dark and quiet new moon that favors a time for designing the architecture of your life plan for 2019. At the same time, Love and Money Venus has entered Capricorn for the rest of February, and that's a great energy for business growth and expansion. Develop relationships now that will bring you your highest ideals and goals into reality. Also, beginning with the Chinese New Year on February 5th, an aggressive Mars is moving closer to unexpected and shake-em-up Uranus due to conjunct on February 12th. Allow extra space between you and anger or impatient people. But also open your mind up to inventive changes and eclectic friendships. Aquarius can bring surprises and reversals, but it also loves and favors innovation and changing the status quo. Seek out new friends while participating in different types of networking possibilities. This year, the Chinese New Year follows on the heels of the new moon. In 2019, the Chinese symbol is the Year of the Pig, bringing in wealth and luxury. You can have a stable and growthful year ahead as long as you work for it. Being lethargic and lazy could take away all your good. Thursday is a gentle day for easy conversations. There is quiet enthusiasm for your ideas, but don't push. The moon moves into Aries for the weekend, symbolizing a new cycle with perhaps a new direction for you. Aries is ruled by Mars, so get your body moving, be it the gym, a hike, dancing, yoga, or whatever gets your blood circulating. Saturday is a particularly friendly day, but keep conversations on the light and fun level. Pay attention to your dreams on early Sunday morning as mental Mercury enters Pisces, the sign that it will be in through mid-April because of Mercury's upcoming retrograde cycle. This extra long cycle of Mercury in Pisces helps you to open to a higher vision and enhance intuitive abilities. However, it also bursts your illusions and fantasy thinking and will get you into that higher spiritual vision. The moon moves into hardworking Taurus Sunday evening through Tuesday, so get ready to go to work next week. You can make tangible gains through concerted effort. Use your intuition and be creative, but never ignore your practical side. Keep it on the ground, as they say. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new Bright Clearing Formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts, and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there, and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more than a day. Between day and night, between black and white, there is more than gray. Between the question and the answer, there's the silence of the sea. Between the cradle and the grave, there is the someone. Every hand you ever touched, all that ever. between day and night, between black and white, there is more, there is more than gray. Between the summer and the winter, there's a multitude of falls. Between the entry and the exit, there's a labyrinth of falls. Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more, there is more.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was Barbara Streisand singing Between Yesterday and Tomorrow. We're continuing on with working with the energies of our bodies to accept and work with the energies of the fifth dimension. There is a force manipulating your mind, and the process for you to understand is to understand nature first and how it works. And what are natural causes? The light workers are here to assist with shields of light for your safety. They convey the knowledge to you that you have awareness beyond your knowing right now. You're going to need to figure that out, because when you go to sleep, you go into a different realm. And when you wake up, you come back into this lower vibrational realm. You have been on excursions that are healing processes to clean up the confusion of the previous hours or of the previous days. It's called, scientifically, your buffer zones. And your buffer zones are cleared at night so that you can be refreshed and prepared to face the next day and perhaps make better, higher-level decisions for yourself. Between December 9th and January 15th was a period of more concentrated energy. The energy came in on the new moon and heightened as we've gone through the two eclipses in January. People are going to become more telepathic, and they're going to begin to react to it, and they may not understand it. Stay calm and remember that there's peace in all healings. You may have a relationship with someone, be far away from them, and feel that you're back with them and that they're really in your presence. That's part of being telepathic. Try not to react if you feel overwhelmed or upset. Don't react telepathically. With some of the things that you hear telepathically, you do not need to say or repeat. Just hold them in your heart. Integrate and understand what the message means. Slow down from the speed of going 65 miles an hour to perhaps 40 miles an hour. Because if you move too quickly, you will miss the intricacies of the moment. The moment when you're being uplifted, when you're being shown a new way of thinking, an open heart, or a new path to follow. Of course, the trick is, and the secret is, to open your heart. The blessings will come beyond your belief, beyond your awareness, and beyond your desires. That's our lesson for tonight. So what I want to say is peace and love for all beings on this world and in all the other worlds. And please be sure to send mercy out to those who do not feel it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. I'll be back next week with Sharon, our wonderful numerology lady, and we'll have a good time taking your calls and listening to your questions. In the meantime, I have prepared a wonderful meditation called Healing Your Karma, and we're going to listen to a very special song that I think might explain some things further to you. It's from the play Nines, and it's sung by Elizabeth Hepburn, and the title is Unusual Way. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night.
Something inside me goes weak. Something inside me surrenders. And you're the reason why. Have a clue. You can't tell what it's like to be me looking at you. It scares me so that I can hardly speak. Special to me in my life, since the first day that I met you, how could I ever forget you once you had touched my soul?
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this meditation is called Clearing Your Karma. Do you cringe with embarrassment over something that happened 2 years ago? Perhaps 50 years ago? Can you feel the pain of a relationship that ended badly last month or 20 years ago? These old pains, anchors, and fears and self-judgment interfere with your daily life as you unconsciously react to current situations based on a buried memory from your past. How does the process work? As a baby in the womb, you are connected to your mother and to your soul by cords that nourish and sustain you.
They are your connection to the world in which you live while you're in the womb. When you are thrust out of that warmth and safety into a weird, bright light and become cold and feel pain from the slap to the start of your breathing, you send out cords of energy that the doctor, nurses, parents, and anyone around might help you. You cry for help. You don't understand the pain. For the rest of your life, when you need answers or responses to deep feelings, you send out cords to all people, places, and things connected to that event. These cords stay connected even after death, and these deep feelings continue to have an impact on you. There's a wonderful book that explains this. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. You might want to read that. The people in your life send cords to you for the same reasons, which stay connected until they are cleared out. By the time you are an adult, you look like a ball of twine energetically, or perhaps a ball of knitting wool. These old feelings program your response to life in the present, and you wonder why you keep facing the same fears over and over and over again. What can you do about this now? How can you clear yourself? Let's begin by using this meditation as one of your gifts for disentanglement. This is a powerful method to clear conditionings and painful feelings that run below the level of our consciousness. There are gazillions of light beings around the earth and in the universe that are present and want to be of help to you. All you have to do is ask. Just bow your head and ask. It's recommended that you lie down on a comfortable surface with your hands at your sides, or you can sit in the straight back chair as long as your spine is straight. This time, let's put your palms down and don't allow any distractions or interruptions. Then say, I am asking the amber light beings and light beings who can work with the amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts and pain, as well as their causes. I ask these angels to come and untangle my root causes the moment of charge. That would be the first time I ever experienced the pain. Then close your eyes and look at the light behind your eyes. Look at the light patterns. Look at the colors and don't think. Don't try. Just relax. 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 If you find yourself thinking, gently bring your attention back to the light pattern behind your eyelids. Do this exercise for as long as you feel the need or until you fall asleep. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. This can be done as often as you like or as often as you can find the time to do it. It is an excellent exercise for undoing karma, helping with your emotional releases, as well as your body temperature, vibration, and heart patterns. It's only an exercise of undoing a roll of yarn. You don't have to remember the pain. You don't have to see the pain. You just close your eyes. Call on the light beings of gold light or amber light and ask them to come in and undo the knots, untie the knots, so that you can free yourself of these old, outworn, and outdated patterns. That way, a healing occurs and you have left a void, and the void that is left will attract to you energy and energetic beings in a higher vibration. That's natural law.
The gold amber light beings will remove the cord from whoever you are corded to, whether they're alive or dead. They will clear it, and they will give you back the energy. And they also will send the energy that they uncorded to whomever sent it, so that the other being, the being who corded you, can start their healing process as well. It's called untie the knots or unhook the tethering. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to work on at least one or two experiences or people that have caused this, that you have interacted with, and where you have felt pain. Untie the knots. Let go of the tethers so that you can be clear and move forward into the new you and the new dimension. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, as you come out of your meditation and you're quiet and you're refreshed and clear, make a list of every person in your life that makes you feel uncomfortable. And say this statement: I am asking to be disentangled from the discomfort and pain of, and say the name of whoever the person is. And then do each person and do each name one process at a time. And you may have to devote several days to this, or maybe a week or two. Take your time. Don't try to do everybody at once. And remember that you only can do one at a time. Do each name until you feel clear. If you do this every day for the rest of your life, you actually can add at least 20 more years to your lifespan, if not more. These are good years. These will be happy years, and these will be balanced years where you can know who you are, know what you are, and know how you serve. I am asking all gold amber light beings and light beings who can work with the golden amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts, pain, and their causes. I am asking to be disentangled from discomfort and pain from whoever that person is until you feel clear of the energies that are hooked to you and tethered to you from that person. At the same time, the light beings will return the energy back to the person for their healing and processing, and you will be clear. Clear and free of that pattern. Now remember, as you take a deep breath, release the breath, to give yourself time to feel the healing within you. Once the untethering has occurred, what you need to do is to feel gratitude for the experience, praise yourself for the willingness and desire to release the pain, and know that you are fresh, clean, and cleared, as if you had stood under a waterfall and all fear, pain, and tears were washed away. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that this has occurred, and it's even more of a miracle that you have chosen it and desired it. Now allow yourself to relax as we flow into the energies of Richard Schulman and his music. Blessings to all of you.